Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand that you can't, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere.
Chévere. Bien
chévere. Is that right, Mama? If I got my shaking room, I'm going to look at
everybody's got a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama, 'cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag and that you must go to other places, but just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about
everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. How are you today? I am telling you, I was telling you yesterday that I got another dog, and so now I have two shadows instead of the one. I had one dog who follows me everywhere. Now I have two dogs following me everywhere. But hey, you know, I guess it's a good thing. It's always good to be liked, right? It's better than the opposite. Anyway, listen, I have another great guest lined up this morning who'll join me in a couple minutes after we hit the first break. I just want to give you a little information. Before we go any further here, you know, I always talk about ways that you can fight back and help defeat these evil people who seek to enslave all of us. And one of those ways is to get Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer, Police and Military Against the New World Order, Operation Vampire Killer 2012. Okay, and here's the number, 208-935-7852, 208-935-7852. If you go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, right on the main page, there's this scrolling thingamajigger I got up there. You will find also a more information on his book. I think the list of the chapters is in there and that kind of stuff, little information, as well as how to contact them. You can write to them, call them, whatever. But all the information is right on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Right on the main page, there's this scrolling thing going across, just you know, fast forward through them and you'll find Operation Vampire Killer 2012 information. Really do something. Get involved. Just don't sit on the sidelines. I'm telling you, it's not going to work, okay? The future's looking very dim for all of us because there are not enough of us fighting back. There are not of us who are not timid and cowering in a corner because they're worried about being called names. To hell with those names, okay? Now is the time to stand up, find a spine, and stand up and speak out for your freedom, because it's speak now or forever hold your peace. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be one or the other. There will be no happy medium. There will be no in-between on this deal. It is just the way it is. Now is the time to stand up and be counted. Listen, I am going to break, and I'll be back in 3 minutes, and then I have a great guest. Terry Bax is joining me from Montana. We're going to be talking about water today. Can't live long without it, so you better pay attention. We'll be right back in 3.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. My guest this morning is Terry Back. She is with an organization fighting for the water rights of Montanans, and her website is Western MT. Abbreviation for Montana, waterrights.wordpress.com. I'm going to link to her website up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. That's where you'll be able to find this podcast as well as information on her about her website. And you need to get into this fight. She may be from Montana, but listen, the tactics they're taking there as well as a variation on a theme are going to be going on, are going on simultaneously all around this nation, honestly all around the world. But right now, today, we're going to talk about what's going on up there. So I want to welcome Terry Backs to the show. Terry, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for helping me get the word out.
Well, you know, we're all on the same team here. It doesn't matter where you're located. This is going on, and the assault on our freedom and liberty and our right to have a drink of water and our right to eat what we want and everything is going on all over. So we're all working together here. We're all on the same team. It doesn't matter where you're located. I don't care if you're in Timbuktu. It's us against them.
Yeah. Well, we've got a pretty significant thing going on here in western Montana, and it's pretty much under the radar, which is amazing because the negotiations for the water here have been going on for the better part of a decade, if not more. And now that they're in the home stretch, people need to start understanding what's really on the table here with regard to the water rights.
Well, why don't you start at, give us an overview of what's been going on and bring everybody up to speed as much as you can, Terry, please.
Okay. Well, the water right compact that we're talking about, it's called a reserved water rights, and it was mandated, I guess, maybe by the Winters decision in 1908, where the Supreme Court said that when the federal government sets aside land for any purpose, there are implied water rights that go along with that reservation of land. And in our case, I happen to live, I'm a non-tribal person, but I live within the exterior boundaries of the Flathead Indian Reservation in western Montana. And so there's a compact commission here in Montana that's been busy negotiating the water rights for, we have seven tribes in Montana. They've negotiated compacts for six of the seven tribes, so we have this last one, and it's the granddaddy of all water compacts because the water rights being requested here are absolutely mind-boggling and very significant, and as I said, most people are not aware of it. Now, the typical process is supposed to be that the negotiators at the table, which in this case happen to be the state of Montana, the federal government, and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, are supposed to make a determination as to what the purpose was for the reservation being created in the first place. And then once they make that determination, they're supposed to determine how much water is necessary to satisfy that purpose. And that process is known as quantification. And then once they quantify what's needed to fulfill the purpose of the reservation, a water compact is passed through our Montana legislature, and then it goes through the U.S. Congress, and then it comes back to the Montana Water Court to be put into the record for the water basin that's in question. So that's kind of an overview of the process that's supposed to be taking place.
Okay.
I just want to kind of give an idea as to what's on the table at this point in time. And it appears that the negotiators at the table start with the assumption that because the Hellgate Treaty, that's what the tribe has here, it's the Hellgate Treaty dating back to 1855, they have determined that they are going to use an extremely broad interpretation of that treaty to build the foundation for the water rights. So what they do is they say, well, the tribe has either time immemorial or 1855 water rights basically for all of western Montana. So they're asking for in-stream flow rights for every major river, stream, and tributary here throughout western Montana. This is not just a Flathead Indian reservation problem, although most people perceive it as being just something that will impact us here within reservation boundaries. But what they don't understand is that we're talking about an area that would cover 350,000 people, and time immemorial water rights for in-stream flows could force the curtailment of water for the irrigators throughout western Montana, and that's the lifeblood of the economies out here. So it's pretty significant, and people need to wake up to the fact that all of western Montana has a potential problem here.
Let me throw in something, Terry. Now, if I recall correctly, you mentioned the other day when we were talking that this in-stream flow rights doesn't just apply to rivers or streams that run through the Indian reservation. This is outside of it as well, correct?
Yeah, they're basically looking at the Columbia River Basin. We're part of the Columbia River Basin, so this really expands, you know, well beyond just the Flathead Indian Reservation. And it goes all the way up to the very northwest corner of Montana, which there are rivers and streams there that have nothing to do with it. But the tribe is asking for water rights there because this, they're calling it their Stevens Treaty water rights. And that is a paragraph that's in the 1855 Hellgate Treaty that says that the tribe has access to traditional hunting and fishing grounds for religious and cultural and hunting and fishing purposes. So, as I said, they're using a very broad definition of that paragraph that's within the treaty to request those in-stream water flow rights throughout western Montana. So, yes, it's a huge overreach of control throughout western Montana that people are not aware of. It's not on the radar for most of western Montana. And
okay.
What's concerning about that is, as I said, they're in the home stretch. And the goal is to wrap up this compact and get it to the Montana legislature in 2013. So they're going to be getting these compacts out and for public review and opinion and within the next few months, and people need to be aware of this.
Define what they mean by in-stream flow rights. Is that essentially they have control over how much flow goes to anybody who is accessing water from those particular bodies of water, whatever they are, stream, river?
Well, typically what it is they're tying this to fish, and they basically say that the fish need to have a certain amount of water in the stream or the river for the fish to be able to be healthy and to survive. And I'm not by any means an expert on this, but what that does is we believe that all it's going to take is an endangered species or an environmental reason for them to ratchet up the in-stream flows, and when that happens, that will cause or could cause a curtailment of the junior water users, because if with a time immemorial right, that means they're senior to everyone, and Montana is a first-in-time, first-in-right priority. That's our system of water rights. So the senior water rights get every drop of their water before the junior people would get any of their water. So it could cut off or cause the irrigators and the ranchers throughout western Montana to have to curtail their water use in order to meet the in-stream flow requirements for the tribe and the fish.
And who will be the deciding body that decides what those flow, that in-stream flow amount is? Who's going to be the deciding group that decides what you get if you're not in this Indian reservation?
Well, you know, ultimately, I think it's going to be determined in this compact, and we have not been able to see all of the documents that specify this, but also I believe that the EPA will have a say in this as well, because if there's a determination, as I said, of an endangered species, and we have right now the bull trout, which is on the, I think they're called a threatened species at this point in time, but if they become endangered and there's a determination that additional protections need to be made, it could be the EPA that would actually make that determination over time.
Well, when we were talking the other day, you mentioned some kind of a tribunal. I'm going to use that term. I don't know if it's the correct one. Some kind of a tribal body, and they would be making – you would have to go to them to debate your water allotment. Explain that, if you would, please.
Sure. The tribe has thrown out the idea of something that's called the Unitary Management Ordinance. It's something that they put forth in the negotiations. It impacts people that live within the boundaries of the Flathead Indian Reservation. It's completely unprecedented, has never been tried anywhere before. And basically, it's a new bureaucracy that would be created that would have five people on it, two tribal, two governor appointees, and a fifth person to be determined by the other four. And they would be the body that would determine the water rights or administer the water rights for anyone that lives within the boundaries of the reservation. Now, what is so frightening about that is that it actually removes non-tribal people out from under state jurisdiction with regard to their water rights. So they would have to go to, in other words, we would not have the protections of the Montana Constitution with regard to our water rights, and we would go under this body that easily will be a tribal authority, and that would put us under tribal jurisdiction with regard to our water needs.
Okay, hang on. We got to hit a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Terry Banks is my guest this morning. Water Western, mtwaterrights.wordpress.com. We'll be back. Don't change that dial.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rod. My guest this morning is Terry Bax. Her website is Western MT for Montana, mtwaterrights.wordpress.com. I will link to hers on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So when we went to break, Terry, reiterate that last point that you made, because I think it's really crucial that people understand that what you were saying there about who you would now be a subject of and no longer a citizen of the state. Explain that, if you would, please.
Okay. We will no longer be citizens of the state with regard to our water rights. And the Montana Constitution is very clear that the state has the responsibility to protect and administer the water rights for all of its citizens. That's Article 9, Section 3 of the Montana Constitution. However, last week I went to a water compact meeting in Helena, where the chairman of the Compact Commission, who represents the state and says that he negotiates on behalf of the governor, made a comment. He said that we need to remind the tribes that we made a grand bargain with them, and where we made an extraordinary concession where non-tribal rights would be removed from under state jurisdiction with regard to water rights. And that was absolutely stunning to me, and I wrote it down, and at the end of the meeting, when we had the opportunity to comment, I asked him if I heard him correctly, and he said yes. And I think he realized that maybe that wasn't such a good thing, and he tried to backtrack on that a little bit and say, well, maybe you're interpreting that too broadly, but it's not a broad interpretation. That's exactly what this unitary management ordinance does. It removes, let me explain the demographics of the Flathead Indian Reservation just so that people kind of understand what we're talking about here. This reservation has 28,000 people that live on it. It's considered to be an open reservation. So the population demographics are that of those 28,000 people, only 5,000 are tribal. 23,000 people are non-tribal because the federal government opened this reservation to white settlers in the early 1900s through the Flathead Allotment Act. So most of the people that irrigate here, most of the people that live here are non-tribal people. So this board of five people that we're talking about has the potential, and we actually understand that this most likely will be a tribal board. Our water rights will be put under that jurisdiction of this board and completely out from underneath the state water law and control. And that's very significant. And what we also believe will happen with this is if it goes through, it's completely unprecedented. No one around the country has tried this. We believe that water compacts around the country could be reopened, and other tribes will be renegotiating their compacts to get the same kind of control over the non-tribal sovereignty. And what this does is it reduces the state sovereignty and our individual sovereignty and increases the sovereignty of the tribe and the control of the tribe. So it's very, very significant.
Well, it certainly sounds like it to me. I mean, you know, of course, when you put somebody on the spot like you did, they always backtrack because they don't want to, you know, they realize they'd let the cat out of the bag and they're trying to figure out how to stuff it back in. But what are people on the other side of Montana? Like you say, this is western Montana. On the eastern side of the state, what do they have the attitude? Well, it's over there. It's not going to affect me. What do I care? Is it? Because that's like typical everywhere. You know, that's the attitude. Excuse me, people have is that they think, ah, it's not in my backyard. What do I care? It's next door, next to me. It doesn't matter. They didn't bother me.
Well, that's an interesting thing to think about because I mentioned just one of three compacts that are currently being negotiated. Now, ours is the only tribal one that's active, but there are two other ones that are related to federal land, which happened to be created in the last days of Mr. Clinton's presidency. The Upper Missouri River Breaks and the Charles M. Russell Wildlife Refuge. And so, as I said, the Winters Treaty says that any federal land, you have to go through this process of determining how much water right is associated with those compacts. So there are two other compacts in other parts of Montana that are going on at the same time as ours. And their goal is to also get those to the Montana legislature in 2013. So this is something that expands beyond even western Montana with regard to those other compacts. And I can tell you that there are people in those areas of Montana that are extremely concerned. Also, we believe that President Obama, if he's voted out in his last days of office, he is going to make a monument that's called the Buffalo Commons, which would cover up mainly eastern Montana, and that's where the Bakken oil fields are. And we think that that's being designed to prevent the access to the Bakken oil fields in eastern Montana and to prevent development. What better way than to establish a national monument there and to control the water in eastern Montana? So we can kind of see that that's the direction that this might be headed also in eastern Montana. And I can tell you there are some people that are aware of it, but that also is pretty much off the radar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's so much is off the radar because there's only a handful of people who talk about these things, and it isn't the mainstream media doing it. Terry, hang on. We've got to hit a break. Then I've got a question for you that's from a listener. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Terry Bax is my guest. WesternMTWaterRights.wordpress.com is their website. Go there. There's a ton of information up there. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rod. My guest this morning is Terry Bax. And the listener question, Terry, is they said that there is also a water rights conference going on right now in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And they wanted to know if the Flathead section of Montana is the Flathead section of Montana represented in respect to the Kootenai, I'm not sure if that's the correct pronunciation, tribe in Idaho. Do you know?
You know, I believe that it's related. I mentioned that the tribe is it's called the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, and they have 7,800 members, which only 5,000 live here on the reservation. And I do know that they're represented with the Pend'éré tribe, which is over in Idaho. And yes, I believe it's probably one and the same.
Okay. And then another question that they had was they wanted you to repeat the treaty details, but we don't have a lot of time, so if you could kind of give a summation of that, because I want to take a caller too. So any way you want to hit that, go right ahead.
Well, there's I don't know if he's referencing or they're referencing the paragraph, which is called the Stevens Treaty Rights, because this tribe happens to be different from the other six tribes in Montana. They're more associated with the other northwest tribes, like the Yakima tribe in Washington, and some of the other ones. And the governor of Washington at the time, his name was Stevens, and within those treaties for the Northwest tribes, there's a paragraph that's inserted in them, which basically says that the tribe has is being given the right to hunt and fish in their traditional hunting and fishing grounds and for cultural and religious purposes. And I'm not saying that very well, but basically that's the gist of it. And that's what they're using as the foundation for these in-stream flow requests throughout western Montana. And I believe that the Yakima tribe also did that. I don't believe any tribe has ever been given those off-reservation rights, but it doesn't mean that it won't happen within this compact. And that's the basis for the overreach that's being asked with regard to the western Montana water rights. I hope that answers their question.
Okay, okay. And we've got caller Chris in Vegas calling. So, Chris, go right ahead, please, if you would.
Good morning, Maggie and Terry. I am certainly pleased to hear that you're paying attention up here, but I must alert you that you are swimming with sharks. These are legal mercenaries who have been posed as in water thieves, and they're absolutely operating a UN Agenda 21 plan to seize all water rights in America as a form of water war. You're creating a Soviet-style board of unaccountable terrorist bureaucrats who will have absolute say. But what is not apparent is the federal government has usurpated or stolen the rights of the Indian sovereignty from their nations through the proviso of benefits and the expected obligations that they extract from the benefits, which is absolutely the destruction of the sovereign nation's plans.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying. We understand and we believe that the power behind this is the federal government. Bonneville Power plays a huge role in it, which is also related, and it is much part of the much bigger picture. And the tribes, we believe, are being used as pawns for this. We even had a tribal member at a meeting yesterday who came out and said that you need to understand that this is not being driven necessarily by the tribes. It's being driven by a power, much bigger power behind it. So I agree with you, Chris, on that.
Well, I absolutely believe it's a globalist power, not merely a federal power, although they're effectually the same, because the global is driving the federal is driving the tribes, and the tribes are now being used to steal or to, as a clever guise. It's virtually the same. It's a public-private partnership, which is the Soviet model, using all assets against the people. And the tribe's sovereignty of their tribal nations have not fared well throughout history under their treaty laws, who have been constantly obliterated by the white man and the federal government. Of course, there may have been others besides just the white man truly behind these schemes to destroy their First Nations sovereignty rights to their tribal lands. But the water is an incredibly powerful and valuable resource. We know that the water rights are being stolen all around America. Not only are water being stolen from and converted to the Chinese needs by draining the Great Lakes, in the South, I believe it's Kivu Pickens, I could be wrong about the individual, but he's buying up water rights to pipe them wherever they choose to corner the market, not to mention the destruction of the aquifers by the fracking scheme and pumping who knows what into the fracking because it's secret. And in fact, I just saw one on DHS where they had absolutely determined that the fracking fluids were poisonous to the aquifers and contaminating all of them, make them all effectually poisoned.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, on that note, Chris, I'm going to cut you loose. You know, one of the things for calling, Chris, I appreciate it. One of the things, Terry, that I think using the Indians is kind of the oh, I don't know, I'm going to say token for lack of a better word, using a minority group, of course, then that gets in the whole play on the sympathies of people and the oppressed minorities and all of this other kind of stuff. And, you know, of course, there's some truth in that. There's truth in a lot of stuff. But that isn't the point. The point is when you use different particular groups and you can play that minority card, you can play the victim card and that. And, of course, that's a great way to advance your agenda because people are fearful of coming up against that. They don't want to be called an Indian hater or, you know, whatever they would call you. It doesn't matter, hater, bigot, racist, whatever. You know, so people will back down. They won't necessarily be as willing to stand up for their rights because they're afraid of all those labels that they place on people to silence you. It's like taking a big roll of duct tape and wrapping it right around your head.
Right. It's designed to stifle the debate, and it's very effective. Even within the reservation here, we have a lot of people that will understand that this is a problem. They're very concerned about it, but they are unwilling to speak out for those very reasons. It's a very difficult situation. It's not our fault that the government opened this reservation to white settlement 100 years ago, and yet we're in a position where we have tribal people who were wronged by the federal government. We admit that. We understand it. But we also believe that the white settlers were defrauded by the federal government as well by being invited here onto the reservation. And they were never told that their water rights would be compromised because of this Winters decision or the Hellgate Treaty. They actually advertised that there would be an irrigation project here, and it's very rich farmland, and that it's one of the most desirable areas of the country for them to come to. And so we kind of have this situation where the tribe resents the fact that the white settlers were allowed here onto the reservation. And, you know, it's kind of set up almost intentionally to be a powder keg. So we're very cognizant of the fact that there's a pitting of segments of the population against one another. And we believe that all we want is a fair and equitable compact. We believe the water rights should be defined for people, but whatever they come up with in the end needs to be fair and equitable. And that's why we're speaking out. Because that is not the case. These documents do not reflect a fair and equitable distribution of the water here in western Montana. And this will allow the control, like Chris said, of the people, our property values. Well, no one's going to want to buy here in western Montana if the water is going to be controlled. So it creates a whole bunch of problems in terms of the economy, the property values, and the ability of future generations to live on this land and to make a living from it.
Well, you know, one of the, you know, the whole racist to hater narrative and that crap that they paint, the people are just going to have to decide that they're going to have to stand up for their rights and learn how to articulate them as eloquently as you do, Terry, and be able to say, well, wait a second. Yeah, we know you were wronged, and there's no doubt about it. Listen, you can go back from day one when man started to walk upright. You can go back to then, and there's always groups that have wronged another group. That's just the history of life. So I'm sorry, but you know what? It's about time. You just got over it. We're in 2012 today. Let's deal with what we have today and lose the cards, the ist cards, racist, hater, all that kind of crap. Lose all that crap. The people are going to have to stand up for themselves because if they don't, it's a done deal. And so somebody there is going to have to take a stand and say, okay, you can call me anything you want. It doesn't make any difference. It won't alter the facts. And just because you call me those names doesn't make it so. I mean, let's go back to learning how to stand up for oneself here as opposed to cower in a corner. And it's critical that people figure that out, Terry, and figure it out before it's too late. And, you know, and let's face it, the Native Americans, they're going to be played, and they'll be done like a duck's dinner as well, because with the reintroduction of all these carnivores, and then the goal to disarm people, I don't know what kind of hunting and fishing they're going to be doing, because they're going to be at the mercy of all of these creatures like the wolf, just like the white man would be. So there's not going to be a lot of this hunting buffalo action going on a whole lot, in my estimation anyway. Now, I could be entirely wrong, but I don't think we're going back to, 1820, where in the buffalo roam freely, you know?
I'd like to make a comment about that, because at that Helena meeting that I mentioned, that was, I think it was held on August 2nd, there was a tribal member that sits on the Compact Commission, and he's not from this tribe. It's a different tribe from Montana. And he made a comment to us concerning, you know, I'm really concerned that I keep hearing you talk about tribal and non-tribal. And to me, that almost comes across as, you know, you intentionally trying to create a divide or that racism thing. He didn't use the word racism, but he implied it. You know, of the people that were asking questions of the commission. And we pointed out to him that what we're saying when we talk about non-tribal and tribal, it's because we have been forced by our government to have the discussion that way, because we are talking about tribal water rights. So you have to contrast and compare between the two. And this is not a situation that we created where we went out and said, you know, let's, you know, make this a tribal, non-tribal thing. The state and the federal government are forcing us to have that discussion. So they're using us also as pawns in this discussion.
They made it as this group against that group. They delineated out a specific sector of the population themselves. You didn't create it. They did.
Right.
Please. And you're just working by their rule book. That's all.
Yes, and when I said that, when we talked about that in the meeting and we responded that way, you could almost see a light bulb went on in his mind, that he realized that maybe we had a point. And I thought that that was really a good discussion to have at that meeting, because they like to have that that narrative with the tribal, non-tribal, and that's what all of these are about. When they negotiate them, it divides the people. It peels off these segments of the population, irrigator, non-irrigator, tribal, non-tribal. They use that very well in order to be able to encroach more on people's property values and their property rights through Agenda 21. And people, you know, are becoming more aware of it, but not aware enough.
Yeah, absolutely, because they've got to get themselves out of that little corner they've been painted into with these labels. And I don't know how to emphasize that enough. I talk about it all the time on this show because it is so critical. If you're going to learn how to battle these people, you really need to learn how to disarm them. And that is a weapon in their arsenal, those labels. So you got to fight back and just ignore those. You know, put up your shield and keep on stepping. We have another caller. Go ahead, Terry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the other talking point that they use, it's coercion, where they tell us, fine, if you don't want to accept this, I'll call it a crap sandwich, maybe that's not politically correct, but if you don't want to accept it, then you have to understand we're going to have to litigate, and it's going to cost you money and time, and you probably won't end up in the court system with as much as they're willing to give you in this compact. And we do call that coercion, and that's another way for them to stifle the debate. And they're very effective at doing that, because a lot of people say, you know, they'll just shrug their shoulders and say, well, what can we do? We don't want to go to court. We don't want to have to litigate this. So those talking points are very effective to shut off the debate and have people not talk about what's really going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, and people think, well, I'll take my one cup full of water a day now because, you know, it's better than nothing at all. Well, no, not really. It isn't better than nothing at all. So you might as well go in there with both barrels loaded and guns a-blazing and fight back with all the, knowledge that you can possibly gain and the courage that you can possibly muster, because you're not going to come to any kind of a fair resolution. Otherwise, rolling over ain't going to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you're allowed to say, you're allowed to say whatever you like on my show. I'm not politically correct. Crap is one of my favorite words, by the way. So let's go to Sunny in Idaho. Sunny, go right ahead, please.
Thanks, Maggie. You know what, Terry? I'm listening to this. I live over in Kootenai County. I'm listening to this, and I'm seeing the dirty politics going on over here, and I'm watching this, and I'm thinking this could be a wonderful opportunity to finally make a major stand. If you know, the tribes have meetings, if you can get together with them and explain to them what the Agenda 21 is really all about in basic terms and what they've done to other property owners in other parts of the country, and come together with the tribal people and come as a unified body against these animals, and they're criminals is what they are. They are determined to destroy this country and
yep.
make it big enough that the media has to pay attention to it. Make it big mm-hmm. enough. If you know, we're always talking about how they divide and conquer. It's black against white, young against old, Hispanic against blacks. It's time. And this is a perfect opportunity for us all to come together for a united cause to stand up and say, no more.
Well,
I agree
with you.
And I would like to make a comment about that. We actually have an educational group that talks about a lot of these subjects, the Agenda 21, the Federal Reserve, you know, all of those aspects, because we believe it's important for people to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And
yep.
tomorrow evening, we're actually holding a public meeting where we have made a concerted effort to try to get tribal members to come and listen to us talk about Agenda 21. So,
hang on, Terry. You'll finish that when we come back. We're hitting a break.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers, plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net, or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference, July 26th and 27th. will be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, we're back. Terry, go ahead, please, because we only got a couple minutes left. Finish making that point, and then I'm going to grab a caller real quickly. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. I just wanted to say we are trying to make that effort to reach out to tribal members, and I also should say there are some tribal members here that understand what we're talking about here, and they're not happy with it as well. But the problem is we talked about the division of people, and there's something that's known here as retribution, and even those tribal members who get it don't necessarily want to come and speak out concerning this water compact. So that's also another piece of this that's important to understand.
Okay. Okay. Art, go ahead, please, quickly.
As I understand concept of property, everything within my border and straight down to the core of the earth, everything within there is mine. It's property. It's mine. Now, my question is, the United States recognized that as Native Indian land. What gives anybody the right to come in there and think that they can facilitate, manage, or administer the rights of water to the people who own it?
Good point, Art. Listen, on that, I'm going to cut you loose. We're going to go to another caller quickly. Bob in Montana, make your point quickly, please.
It's all about money. The tribe is being catered to with the money from the federal government. On this particular situation you're talking with, the minimum amount of money is $630 million in reparations coming into them, up to $1.something trillion, okay? And that's just for starters. Then the tribe is going to sell or lease the water. So, I mean, it's all about money. They're not going to go negotiate with any of us. It's not going to happen. It's all about money.
Bob, are you in contact with Terry's group?
Yes.
Okay, super. All right, thanks. Thanks for making that point, and I agree with you. It's always about the money.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing that, you know what, the root of all evil is the money. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for calling, Bob.
Yes.
We've only got a minute or so left, Terry, so final thoughts, anything you want to throw out there, contact, whatever you want, go right ahead.
Yeah, Bob is right. It's a wealth redistribution scheme as well. The property values, as he mentioned, the leasing of water, the settlement could be as much as $1.4 billion is the number they're throwing out to us, which is taxpayer money that would be part of this. So it is also about the money as well. He's correct. The one thing that I would like to say is that this water rights compact really deserves to have national exposure. And, you know, we are barely able to even get our local media to speak about this. And when they do, they regurgitate the talking points of the Compact Commission rather than actually do homework and dig and understand what this is really about. Now, I know that that's typical everywhere around the country, but somehow, some way, we need to make an inroads to get this out so that people can understand how important it is, because he who controls the water controls the people, and it's as simple as that, and that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I agree with you, Terry. I want to have you come back on as soon as you can. Maybe we can connect again for a day next week, because it's so critical that we continue to explore this. You can't live long without water. I want to thank you for joining me today. Terry, it's been a pleasure and very informative. Terry Backs, their website, go to it, because I don't care if you're not in Montana, you need to learn. Western Montana, westernmtwaterrights.wordpress.com. Listen, we're going to Oz, everybody. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. We've got people like Terry Backs in the world who are fighting for you and I. Don't lose heart. The sun's going to come up tomorrow, and I'll be back. So chin up, everybody. Take care. Thanks for listening.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.